Green crew, one more time. people, pretty life, pretty deuces. Hey, this is your favorite girl, Millie in the City, with my beautiful co-host,
JV, the real JV.
There we go. Yes. I just hate your sexy ass. You're getting on my nerves. Welcome to our talk radio show, Connect the City. On this show, we're all about entertainment. Can you do it for me, JV?
Great entertainment. No chaser.
Yes, I love that. So let's jump right into it, JV. I'm so excited because for many moons, I have known that the DMV got talent.
They do.
We should add on stale home shelves.
Man, how many people have come from the DMV?
Come from the DMV. It's not just the Wale's. It's just not the Raheem Devon's. Yeah. Although we salute them. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We want you on the show.
Isn't not Maya. Is it Maya? The little teeny, the light skin.
Yeah,
is it Maya?
Oh,
yeah. Love her kisses. Yeah. We got a Miss Omega. Yes, we have so many people that have come from the DMV. So we have such amazing talent in the studio with us this evening.
Yes, we do.
And in the middle of all this incredible talent, when we get a chance in between this amazing talent, we're going to spill some tea.
Okay.
You ready?
Let's do it. I got you.
I'm excited. You know, we don't have a lunch tonight, and usually we do, but it is the DMV Got Talent, and I'm excited. We have none other than Frankie Bars.
Yes, indeed.
Don't you love that name?
I love it.
I love Frankie
and
Bars.
He lives up to
I love Frankie Bars, and he is a rapper.
Yes,
we got to bring Frankie Bars in to perform for us, and I'm excited. And we will wait till he gets in. JB, how was your weekend?
The weekend was fantastic, and, you know, right now it's all about getting ready for the upcoming event that we're definitely going to talk about coming up this Saturday.
Fifth annual. Can I get a flyer, JV? Yes.
Right,
Fifth annual Comedy with a Purpose Toy Drive and Awards Reception.
Yes.
We are anxiously awaiting Frankie Bars, but that's this Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Ivy City Smokehouse. I just like saying the Ivy City Smokehouse,
yes.
JV.
And they live up to
their name.
Food,
I'm excited.
Great love it. The food is going to be all of it. So you know, just have a good time and give back. It's all about giving back. It's all about the toys for the kids, blankets for the homeless. And then we're going to give out awards to those that are doing outstanding things in the community. So
I'm excited.
It's all about giving back.
Somebody's going to shoot us, JV, because the DMV, we forgot about the Braxtons. I'm so sorry. Thank you, Nadine. And Nadine, you look at my bracelet. I have your bracelet on by your beautiful daughter, Jasmine. Ease by Jasmine. Yes, guys. See, gotta look at. Oh, isn't it pretty? It's Millie in the City. Yay!
That must have been the one.
Don't do it. You tried it.
That's the one. Okay, great.
You gotta get her one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It had to say the real JV. Well, JV, you could just say JV.
JV is fine.
You know what? Before we start, because I know we're waiting for Frankie Bars and he is on his way into the studio. We're excited. We want to hear from him. But before he comes on, I just really feel like the DMV has been overlooked, JV.
They really have. And seeing how so many great people have come from this area, that we just got to keep look.
Keep showing them all.
Giving them a shout out. And tonight we are glad to have Frankie on the show.
Frankie Bars.
And he is going to live up to, I love the name.
I love the name Frankie Bars.
Sexy.
It's sexy.
Yes.
It is. I hope he don't have no, you know, girlfriend. We get in trouble for that.
Oh, yeah. He's on the radio show tonight.
We want to give a big hand clap for Frankie Bars. Let's give it up. I'm going to get you guys, Educated Bees by Jasmine. I'm so sorry. Here we go. Whoa.
She said Educated Bees.
Educated Bees. That's what it says. She corrected me. Frankie Bars. You know what? I'm going to take the cues. JV and I are going to take the cues real quick of Abdu Shahid. And so we want to ask you a few questions. We love the name. Right, JV?
Yes,
how did you get it?
So my real name is Frankie Bars.
Oh,
okay.
My government name is Frank Bars, and one of my partners thought it would be cool and universal for me to take Frank Bar and convert it to Frankie Bars because I rap and I got hot bars.
You got bars.
Yeah, everybody would say, you know, so before I got the name, you know, people would listen to my raps and they would, like, really think they were tight. And it would shock people because, you know, I'm also a video producer.
Oh, excellent.
So when they find out that I rap, it's like, yo, you got bars, you got bars. And then my name was Frank Barr, and they were like, yeah, you should call yourself Frankie Barr, because my family calls me Frankie. All my family and friends call me Frankie.
Oh, wow, great. Yes, right. So let me ask you a question, JB, because did we notice the style right here? Very stylish.
Yeah. And you know what? That's something you
don't
rarely see with a hip-hop artist. So what is it that makes you want to dress? Well, I know tonight coming out, too, want
to
be
to see us.
Too,
but, to be honest with you, this is how I look when I go out, like, period.
Mm-hmm.
I work in different demographics, and this is just, you know, what I started wearing because I like it.
Yes,
So,
yeah,
we love.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm
excited.
So I work in politics a lot.
Oh, yeah, there's your politics girl there.
So the pen, I just thought it would be cool, you know, to take the pen and stick it in front of my hat.
Love
it. As an icon to represent my city.
Hey, they represent the JB, guys. Y'all hear that? That's right.
Who do you have with you today? That's how Simon Cowell says, who's with you today?
So you got your backup.
We got your backup.
Hey, that's
right.
Your team?
Washington Digital Media.
Shout out. Washington Digital Media. Yes. What are you going to do for us today?
So I have a freestyle series that I created called the Frankie Bars Freestyle Series.
Love it.
And what I do is I go around different hubs in Washington, D.C., and tell my story in relation to that different hub.
Okay.
So let's say I have, you know, Georgetown. So the last one that I released, which is the sixth one to the series, is called Frankie Bars Freestyle in Georgetown.
Okay.
And I technically just tell my story and my personal relationship with that area, with Georgetown.
Okay.
So tonight I'll just rap the actual verse, and I can rap it to a beat, or I can rap it. I can follow however.
Oh, gosh. We got an audience in here, don't we, tonight? Everybody's in here.
You do what you do.
I'm ready for Frankie Bars. I'm ready. We got a good audience, too.
So do you have music that you want to put on as well, or you just want to do your thing?
Whichever
you prefer. We have music engineer? I think we do. Oh, wow. We got a good crowd here tonight.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, JB.
Don't holler, it's my last day. Face the ride, I was talking about a cafe. Next story, not a cop, leading by the pathway. What I grab pay, pick the cash way. Chinatown, you can talk that way to cat play. Shadow in the alley from the pathway. Freaking shit grand. See how long it lasts, man. In the cuz it lasts, man. Flicker in the ashtray. Streets got the funk. Hit that grass play. Won't stop till I pull up in a fighter. Won't pop till I pull up in a fighter. Over the rat, man. Lower tax pay. I'm from the bars, got the keys to the pathway. Clothes color black, gray. Georgetown, I was talking on the whole street. Eyes on the block, stand on my toes deep. With a hat, cause I'm down 10 toes deep. Couple ounces of the right toe, got 10 pounds in the pot. Got the keys to the cabinet. College is cheap, got the keys to the cabinet. With the college, we're sleeping on the bottom floor. At my granny house, on my grandma floor. Faithful God the Lord, know we got a lot in store. I got a light for my Bible, but you think I got a fool. With your own mother, Jerry said, turn, with a hat, cause I tell it to you. Go outside in the rain, so they don't see me cry like I can cry. Well, you have one brother with you. Oh, women. Try to steal your energy. They try to live with you. They cause misery. But I'm from getting to the crowd of energy. You spell it with a D, two, dash, and a two. Yeah. You spell it with a D, two, dash, and a two.
Yeah.
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 I love that.
Oh, I love that. Did you not love that?
Yes, I did.
Yes.
You know,
awesome.
I love it. He was very expressive. Mm-hmm. I like that. I like the beat. The beat was very smooth. Mm-hmm. It didn't hit you in the face.
Oh, yeah.
But I was doing a little. Do I still know how to do it? No, I don't. I'm going
to
give it up.
We have someone that's famous here as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, yeah. Okay. Okay, gotcha. Uh-huh. Got used to.
Yeah, she's
long time. Long, long, long.
Stay around. She's going to.
No, I am not. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much for coming to tell us. Why don't you tell the people how they can follow you, how they can download your music, your social media, any of that good stuff.
Yeah, so. My Instagram and my Facebook is I Am Frankie Bars, and my Twitter is Frankie Bars. So Instagram is I Am Frankie Bars, and Facebook I Am Frankie Bars, and my website is complex.global. So I put the name of my company is Complex.
Okay, great.
Complex.global is my website, and I Am Frankie Bars.
Do me a favor and spell out Frankie Bars for people so that way they all know.
So
thank you, Jamie.
Frankie Bars is FRANK.
EY. Oh, see, I did it wrong here. Okay.
BARRZ. And,
love it.
You know, I spell it with the KEY because my slogan is I got the keys. So it's Frankie Bars.
Got the keys, the keys.
I got the keys.
Love it. Yeah, that's why I wanted you to spell it. Yeah.
Yep.
So, everyone, y'all need to.
Frankie Bars.
Yeah, look out for this.
Love him in every
man.
Way.
He's awesome. He's doing some great things. And follow him, definitely. Instagram. And download that music. Definitely.
I love that. I'm going to follow you soon as the show is over.
We're
going to follow you. Look for us.
We're
going to
do that.
Thank you all so much.
We thank you. Hey, Frankie Bars. Thank you so much. JB, we just have so many people in the DMV doing their thing.
Yes, we're going to take a little quick
break. We're going to take a quick break in a minute.
Right back at you real soon.
You know what, JB, I think before we take a break, do we have any, we want to say RIP to your favorite
yes.
president,
well,
RIP.
I can definitely say that I looked at this whole big thing about H.W. George. So we're going to say rest in peace, and we're going to take a break. And thanks for joining us. Awesome.
First
time was
very
good.
Stan from Quiet Storm is here. And I didn't know
who?
Stan. Quiet Storm is here.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
He's here. Someone else is with him, but I didn't know Rita was here. You should have told me how to read it. The comedian, Rita. You know,
I have no idea who she is. Are we on break?
Yeah.
You ain't got no music playing? I got a song. Could you play the song?
Is anybody joining us?
Yeah.
You know who this is? Because I had no idea. That's who we were on the phone with for the last 20.
Who's on the phone?
That's who we were on the phone with. I queued the songs up for you.
Okay. So, thanks, guys, for joining us.
We are excited.
DC Nightlife presents the 5th Annual Comedy with a Purpose Toy Drive-In Award Ceremony, hosted by Micheline Bowman. From Meet Me Monday at the Ivy City Smokehouse, 1356 Oakey Street, Northeast Washington, D.C., Saturday, December 8th, 5 till 10 p.m. Guests are asked to bring a new unwrapped toy or blanket or make a donation. DNC wants to bring big smiles to needy children in the area with a goal to collect at least 1,000 toys, 500 blankets, and as many other cash donations as possible. Live entertainment by Quiet Storm Band, DJ Technique, comedian Sylvia Tremor Morrison, Howard G, Sonny Fuller, plus the outstanding community awards ceremony honoring those who give back. Come out for the lavish buffet and cash bar. Tickets only $40. Go online to eventbrite.com and type in Comedy with a Purpose in Washington, D.C. for more information. Or call 202-270-8434. Having a good time, giving good back. The 5th Annual D.C. Nightlife Comedy with a Purpose. Saturday, December 8th, 5 to 10 p.m. at the Ivy City Smokehouse. Don't miss it.
We are back on with Connect the City. I am Millie in the City, your hostess with the mostest.
And I am the real J.B. Jones.
You know, could you not say it so sexy?
The real J.B.
Jones. Guys, we are back. This is Connect the City, got DMV talent. We are anxiously awaiting comedian Miss Rita.
Yeah.
She'll be on in a minute.
We got a live audience.
Live audience.
They're a little quiet right
They're
now.
They're a little quiet right now.
They're waiting for the comedy.
We got the Santana. We got Sierra. We got the Dak. We've got Abu Shaheed.
Yes.
We have everybody. Yes.
Guess what? It's all about the DMV tonight.
You know what? It's all about the DMV. So let's get to some quick hot topics before Miss Rita comes on. JB, I know you don't know who this is, but we got Joe.
She dressed for you too.
I'm talking. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, we got Miss. Okay. We'll get to this hot topic later because we have. Let's give her a big, huge hand clap. We have comedian Miss Rita. She's going to step up to the mic, guys. We're going to ask her some questions, and she's going to do her.
We're going to turn this around.
Turn this around for you guys.
You can just hit the button, and it'll turn it around for you.
How'd I get back? You ain't got to do that, Jamie. You ain't got to do that.
That
you ain't
so
got to do
funny.
That, Jamie. I can't stand you, Jamie. You got Miss Rita. I didn't. Look, I'm challenged.
See, I'm that person.
I'm that challenged.
Everything is falling off.
You came in here messing up in the studio, Miss Rita?
Well, I can say this, Miss Rita. I love your outfit.
Rita,
you always come decked out with the floor.
She should have been in Philly yesterday to help our skin.
I think I even seen you in a Dallas outfit, too, haven't I? Yeah. So
traitor.
No, I don't even like football.
Well, what? Don't do it then. Let me get all of that.
Yeah. I make this stuff so I have a time.
So, Miss Rita, you're a comedian, Miss Rita. How long have you been doing comedy?
Technically on stage for like 7 years, but
yes.
I've been always that kid. I'm the kid in school that got put out of class.
Oh, I understand. Believe me.
Class clown.
You were a class clown.
Yeah, you know, back in the day we didn't have technology, so I was entertainment for the family.
You were entertainment, right, for the family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
So you got put out. I understand that. And often what we hear from the comedian story, Kevin Hart, all of them say they got put out in school. They
too
got put
jokes.
Out in school. Too
many,
many
jokes.
So you want to perform a set for us? Where do you perform at this point?
Okay, so right now I take care of my 90-year-old dad.
Okay.
This January, after 20 years on that roller coaster, I had 12 years clean from smoking crack. So my
congratulations. Congratulations on that.
Only thing I can say is I don't tell jokes, I tell my story.
Okay.
I want to do this real quick. We all know that this is a comedy thing. I cannot sing. I took the words to songs and changed them to fit my addiction.
Okay.
So I can't sing. You look like you're in a choir on Sunday.
That's our audience.
Why do people can't sing do that? Like it's going to make a sound better.
Right, I do it. Right.
Now, this is a story all about how my pipe got flipped, turned upside down. Oh. I'd like to take a minute and sit right there and tell you how I put my money up in the air. In South Sea Pleasant, born and raised, smoking weed, how I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, acting all cool while smoking some weed outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started selling crack in our neighborhood, I took one little hit and the pipe said, yeah, now I'm putting all my money up in the air. When we went off to high school, smoking weed was hip. Then crack came out, it was a whole new trip. I smoked crack on the rooftop all night long, huffing and puffing while singing my song. All the little crackers on 58th Street love to hear me sing a song while we smoke. You and I have smoked some crack.
Oh, wow.
All right. Where there was crack, I was there. I got like over 100 songs, but I did a little melody to put Michael together.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't tell jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my story. I can't be gone too long because I take care of my 90-year-old dad. And
okay.
He's here. Mm-hmm. Need somebody to get a picture of me for proof that I was here.
Oh, we definitely want to get a picture.
Sometimes he's not here. Sometimes he is.
Oh.
If I leave and be gone too long, when I come back, he's like, oh, are you doing that shit again? No, Daddy, I was actually at a show, and see, I got on the same outfit.
Right. We'll get somebody in our studio to take a picture. We got a live audience tonight.
I am so proud of
so
you.
So proud of you.
Yes.
Can we give her another hand? Yes.
We thank you so much for coming through, and I have some love you a lot, yeah, and it's always good when you can be transparent and honest about where you've been, and just thankful.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I didn't hide when I was out there.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
And I And I don't know why they call it anonymous.
That's true. Knew you was right.
We're doing what you were doing.
Yes,
now you're not doing it no more. It's supposed to be a secret.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, that's true.
And your testimony helps others.
Yes, it does.
That, you know, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. So that's a wonderful thing. Thank you so much.
How
can people, do you do social media or anything?
Unfortunately, no. Take care of my dad. He's being written, and that's kind of like a full-time job. I'm trying to actually find a job once I get in place, someone to take care of him.
Okay.
Because I can't leave him alone. My 19-year-old son, thank you, Jesus, is my help.
Thank you, Lord, for the son.
I'm trying not to do that much to give him a chance to be 19.
Right.
I proudly say I got to give a shout-out. After all that mess, my oldest daughter graduated VCU. She's been teaching second grade for 4 years.
Virginia Commonwealth. Yes.
She's still in Richmond. She's teaching school down in Richmond. My baby girl graduated Cornell University.
Cornell.
Currently at the University of Virginia in her third year of a doctor's program.
Oh, yeah.
My oldest son is at Clapton. He's in his second year in the program. My baby boy, he's trying to get into all of this, but he's been helping me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got to say, I can't take credit for none of that. All that was by the grace of God.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
They rode with me through my addiction, but they're my biggest support.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Give you a big clap.
Big hand clap. And for the 19-year-old son, what is his name? Shout him out.
His name is Sam.
Sam. Yeah.
So I have someone here that says, it's Jonathan Spencer. Say, hey, Ms. Rita.
Hey.
Yep. So he just wanted to let you know he's giving you a shout out.
Thank you so much.
If you all, anyone's interested, you are still doing stand-up, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, so if anybody's interested in having Miss Rita, would you like to give your number?
Okay, well, they can hit me up on Facebook under Rita Hollis. I don't give out my phone number.
Okay. Spell Hollis.
H-O-L-L-I-S.
Okay, yeah.
You want to give an email?
No email.
Okay.
Okay, right. Excellent.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much for coming through. We appreciate
you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, thank
DMV.
You
so DMV.com, guys. We are excited.
And we're going to take a little, can we take a quick
we
selfie?
We take a quick break?
We're going to take a quick selfie. We're going to continue to stay tuned because we got some.
We'll be right back, guys. Connect the City. You're on with Connect. Oh, here we go. That's the last.
No.
Just right here.
So we do it all. We give you a show.
We can't wait. At the music that people had babies make.
Oh, all right. Yep. I mean, this is a different kind of show, JB. The kids are watching. The kids are watching, JB.
Keep it clean
with the babies.
Well, thank you so much, Sam. We appreciate you coming through.
See
this Saturday.
Saturday. Yes. Smokehouse. Yes,
Abby City Smokehouse.
Thank you so much. All right.
Or didn't we get a treat, JB? Are we on break?
So, look, what can I say?
Just play any.
Tonight, it is all about
next to
DMV talent.
DMV talent.
Thank you. And
we'll be back.
Need to see here. Good. Quiet.
Got my own. Thank you, sir.
JV Jones.
You know what? Facebook be tripping. I did instrumental. I got blocked too because it's instrumental. It's no music.
I'm not
God,
sure.
God, y'all blow my life. Now no one can hear me.
Maybe they don't like Connect the City.
They don't like
why
Connect
can't
the City.
Why wouldn't you like Connect the City?
Now we've got, I've got a, did you get the same thing or was it just me?
I did. And I said resume.
I said resume, but now look at this. See? Now I can't, now no one hears me.
I don't know. So
let me know if you guys hear me on Facebook Live, guys. Are we paying bills now because it's time to go?
It says
you?
Tyrone Arrington
I thought you had to go.
Watching. Let me see if it'll let me bring them on.
The show's almost over. Let
me see.
All right, so we're getting ready to get, I need to know what to do. Need to know what to do now.
Hey, Glenda, who's on your Facebook?
I've got I don't even know because it's just disabled. So
no, it looks like you're still getting.
Nope, that's what it did last time. I don't even know. Let me know if you guys can hear me. Can you hear me? Okay, that's bad.
But it says they're watching now.
Watching, but not hearing, and there's the issue.
Well, Glenda said, hey, so I'm hoping, Glenda, do me a favor, write me a note and let me know if you can hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's you, but did you get this notice here?
I did, and I told it to resume, and so it went away.
Oh, mine did not go away. Guys, can you hear me? We need to
protest.
Do
she says we'll call. Let me see what she says.
Oh my goodness! You always now you go put the sexy glasses on.
Yes.
Oh Lord!
Oh, it says we can hear you. Thank you, Alfonso. Appreciate
can you guys
it.
Hear me on my Facebook? I guess it doesn't matter now because this sucks. All right, JB, we have DMV talent. We had a lot of people come out tonight.
Yes, we did.
But well, what we did say was is that we would spill some tea. We got a whole hashtag I can and hashtag I can't hot topics for you tonight.
Okay, let's do it.
You want to run through them?
Let's run through
it. We already said RIP to George H.W. Bush. Why did I just find out what the H meant?
Wait a minute.
I don't know. I forgot the name,
oh,
but if somebody said it. I heard they say RIP. People got off of Susan Parkway quick, fast, in a hurry during that funeral. Woo! I mean, it's just people crying. It was just, it was so emotional.
I actually got to see his whole documentary of his story.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he had a daughter that died of leukemia.
We did not know that.
Yep, didn't know that. And she was only like maybe 4 or 5.
Oh, hashtag I can't. She was 5.
Very young, went through a lot of different surgeries and everything, and I was like, I tell you,
hashtag I can't.
But she was still, her spirits were still high, and I said, you know, it's something how kids go through a lot, and they don't whine and cry half as much as we do, and we're grown. Isn't that amazing?
I don't cry. I am the peak
of
pillar of angel last.
But the babies are the ones that's the strongest.
I'm the pillar of the community.
Yes.
I don't get on anyone's nerves.
Oh, yeah.
I don't complain at all.
Not at all.
Not Millie in the City. You know what? I knew you don't know this guy's name, but Joe Tacopina tells TMZ that Cardi's no-show in court Monday, because we're on to the ratchet news, right, was blatantly defiant and disrespectful, and he believes that she's getting special treatment because she's a celebrity, okay? And he says his clients, Jade and Batty G, are very angry about the images TMZ posted of Cardi twerking in a tiger body paint while shooting a video. So instead of court, she was shooting a video on the beach twerking on a pole. In a tiger print. It really looked like paint.
Okay.
Cardi, hashtag I can't. Did you get a continuance? I digress.
Does that mean they're putting a warrant out for her arrest?
She's got she has a baby. No.
Not bad. Great. All right. Moving on. So is that a hashtag I can or can't?
Hashtag I can't. Cardi, do better. Love you, kisses. Come on the show.
You know, she's been on our hot topics and all for a few little weeks now.
Our audience member said, hashtag I can.
I can.
What did you say? Say it out loud. What did you say? Hashtag you can't?
Hashtag I can.
What about you guys? Anything? No. No one cares about Cardi B but me.
Well, you know, I like Cardi.
Cardi?
Yeah, I like Cardi.
Crook. No, it's crook. I can't do it. Can you do it? Any audience member can do it?
Of course.
Guys, we just have fun.
All right, JB, what you got? What you got?
All right, okay. So Brie Larson battles Skrulls.
Skrulls.
What the heck is that?
Read on.
And searches for her origin story in jaw-dropping second Captain Marvel trailer.
Hashtag I can for that
love.
I saw the previews for that. Oh, it is amazing.
Captain Marvel trailer.
I think the Skrulls are the bad people.
Yeah.
Hashtag I can't for that one.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Okay.
You want to go to do your favorite rapper?
Yeah, you know, he really is. He's my favorite.
He's always
Kanye, I need you to do better. Okay? from sister to brother, I need you to do that. Kanye West called out for checking his phone during opening night of Cher's Broadway show.
You know, why was he checking his phone? Was he checking his phone because the kids, he has 3 kids, maybe the babysitter, I have no idea. Hashtag I can on that one, Kanye. I mean, were you on the phone? Were you talking? Or Cher was just mad? It's a whole controversy. He apologized, but I digress.
No, you know what it is? He's like one of them people that get on, hello?
No, he did not. Can you hear me now?
You know that's what he did.
Nobody else is on my line.
Rude.
You know, this is funny. I like her, and I'm so upset with her because she's done so much. Lindsay Lohan says that the public focus on her past mistakes makes her sad. However, she won't discuss getting punched in the face after accusing refugee parents of trafficking. 1 minute for what? Okay, great. Love it. Lindsay, hashtag I can't. You suck. I love you. I think you're gorgeous. It does make you sad, but then you're doing the whole refugee thing, and you, am I allowed to say, how did you get tied up in a refugee and get punched in the face?
Hashtag
I can't. I can't. What else you got? Oh, you want to do this one because it's your favorite boy?
Yeah, I actually was watching the documentary on him today.
What you got, JD?
Says he doesn't care if his son, Marquise Jackson, got hit by a bus.
Oh, hashtag Billy. I can't, 50 Billy. You don't care if your own son got
Billy.
Hit by a bus?
Billy.
Hashtag I can't. We need some things to say hashtag I can't because I can't. Kim Possible. Yay! You can get your first look at the new live action movie. Yay! Kim Possible! You have no idea. You're too old for Kim Possible. I love Kim Possible. That was some news worth sharing, okay? Am I the only one that likes Kim Possible? Anybody in the audience? No? Yay! Audience member likes Kim Possible! Yay!
Oh, hooray.
You know what, Jake? Hooray. Why are you so fake, though? That was so fake. You don't even sound excited. I will be the only black person.
I won't be the movie critic at that one.
JD, I was excited about this one. You want to talk to the people about that?
Oh, wow.
So you can add Lynn.
The One Love Malibu concert with performances by Robin. I love him. Love Katy Perry. Gwen Stefani, and the auction included a motorcycle ride with Orlando Bloom from the wildfires in Malibu State. That between donations, ticket sales, and the live auction, the tally from the weekend event is approaching $1 million. 100% of the proceeds are going to MalibuFoundation.org, and the Boys and Girls Club of Malibu will assist with distribution of funds to victims of the Woolsey fire.
Hashtag I can on that one. They put a concert together. They've got money coming in. I love it. Hashtag I can.
That's awesome. That is fantastic. Hashtag I can for that one.
Now we need to do a concert for the missing D.C. children that seem to be missing all over the place, and it's unsolved, but I digress. So, like we talked about last week, but he went up a couple million. Ralph breaks the internet. He stays at number one with 26 million.
Love, love,
hashtag
love,
I can.
Hashtag
I did want to see it, but somebody named the real JV Jones did not want to go with me. I digress.
Oh, that wasn't me.
Yes, it was. You said you didn't want to go.
I did.
You did not? Did you say you wanted to see Ralph breaks the internet?
I did. Said I didn't want to see Widow.
Okay, but you saw it. But you saw it.
Yeah, I know, and I wish I didn't.
Could you not talk about my people? No,
yeah.
I'm
it. I don't know.
So, do you want to do this one? Because I was a little angry because they get on my nerves.
No, you go ahead.
At every turn. Okay, so PETA. Did you say I do anger well? So PETA, as usual, they're in the news. They slam, I don't know her name, but it's Priyanka Chopra. She might have some money. Anybody with Chopra at the end of it. And Nick Jonas for animal abuse at the Indian wedding. Hashtag I can't.
I can't with them.
It's an Indian wedding. Oh, get on my nerves.
You throw some paint on my mink and we're going to have a problem. Okay? We're going to have a problem.
A problem.
Okay?
Like they did on Sex in the City. Which one was it? One or two?
Yeah, I can't.
One.
Yeah, I can't.
Why does PETA have a problem with everybody?
All right. But you it's okay for you to take the animals
uh-oh.
And lock them up and hold them in the house or wherever you're keeping them when
uh-oh.
They're supposed to be running free out in the jungle or the, yeah.
I don't know why y'all started her.
Okay.
Okay, PETA, don't get on us.
It's okay for you to cage them up. I can't.
This is just a difficult next one for me.
Well, anyway, Diddy says he's back on my 2 feet after Kim Porter's death as he handles parenting duties. Let me put the glasses on.
Put the glasses back on. That's even not even what it said.
Okay. Diddy says he's back on my two. I'm back on my 2 feet.
That's what he said.
After Kim Porter's death, as he handles parenting duties. Well, you know what? I give you that. I like Diddy.
I like Diddy, but you know what I was thinking was, because I've seen it, some shows he's been in, she is always there, taking care of the kids when he's out in the studio,
mm-hmm.
and she's always in the background. She's always doing. She was. Rest in peace, Kim Porter. You know, this makes me sad also, JV, that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie reached a custody agreement. It's been 2 years. Hashtag I can't. Both of you suck. I love you both because I loved, Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah,
loved it. Okay, love, favorite movie in life.
Movie. Yes,
but you guys both suck. Come on the show, but you suck, and I'm mad at you. Do better. Do better. You got like 25 kids. Oh, they're going to get me for that one. That's cool.
All right. So Andrew Garfield and Rita Ora are rumored to be dating. He played the amazing Spider-Man.
I love this. Hashtag
love
I can.
Spider-Man.
Love Rita Ora.
The comics, the series, the movie, you name it.
Love him. Love her.
Love Spider-Man.
Hashtag I can.
Hashtag
for
I can too.
Hey, JD, do you want to get this one? Because I know how you would love a
right.
story.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so your man. Oh, I'm sorry. I was
15.
On the wrong line.
That's okay.
Viola Davis attached fighting Shirley Chisholm for Amazon Studios.
Hashtag I can for that
yes.
one. Can't
yes.
wait to see that one.
Love
Shirley
it.
Chisholm, we love, well,
God
rest
you
your soul.
What? God rest your soul, and she was such an awesome woman.
Awesome.
Yes, she was. So I look forward to that. That's going to be a great movie.
You know what I thought was interesting, JV, is
mm-hmm.
that Zac Efron reveals his transformation from heartthrob because he is quite attractive.
Come on.
He's playing the serial killer Ted Bundy.
Mm.
Hashtag I can, Zac Efron. Hashtag I can for Ted Bundy. You suck also.
Yeah, I can. I can.
Yeah, you want me to read this one before you get mad, or you just want to read the next one? You're going to be mad.
Yeah, you go ahead.
I know you pray well.
Yeah, you go ahead.
So, God, you suck, Harvey Weinstein. Just, thumbs down for you. Harvey Weinstein claims new witnesses should make rape case DOA.
I bet you did.
Maybe I should have just exited this one out.
Harvey
Weinstein, you suck and you
are. I can't with you.
Thumbs down for
all
you,
right.
Harvey Weinstein.
I think it's because of you that we got the Me Too movement now. Okay. Am I right?
Because you're a creep.
Yeah. I think
I don't care what they say about me. What you going to do?
Right.
Oh, wow. Did you hear about this one?
Let me see if I put my glasses on.
Well,
I'll be able to see.
I like Kid Rock all the way up until the other day.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Nashville Christmas Parade funder threatened legal action over Kid Rock's ouster as Grand Marshal. He called The Views.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
He called The Views Joy Behar, B-I-T-C-H. Yes, he did. He did something else, too, but I forgot. He drank a beer, did something crazy, but he called her a B-I-T-C-H. It's just all over. It's crazy.
Okay.
You know Joy Behar, the one with the red kind of hair, the outspoken one?
Oh, I know.
Love her. Love. Sometimes.
Did you see the latest on Joy?
She cussed somebody out, right?
She's on the show Fussing with Megan.
I forgot her name. Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
they got the
wrong person to argue
about. She said, Megan said, I'm tired of you talking about Trump, and we're not going to talk about Trump. Joy said, yes, we are, because he's a racist, and I'm tired of the Republican Party having something to do with this racist person.
That's not in the notes.
I tell you, boy, that's all over the social media
look,
and everything.
JV, let's speed this along, because
yeah.
you promised me some wings.
It's a lie.
Gabrielle Union, this is what makes me mad about people. You people suck. Gabrielle Union gets emotional about backlash from her baby news announcement. Look, shut it up. We love Gabrielle.
I love Gabrielle.
Look, she couldn't have a baby. She said she had like 5,000 miscarriages. Come on. Now she had a baby now, and I'm excited for her.
And so they're mad, what, that she didn't have
a baby? I think we got to go, JV. We need to pay some bills. We'll talk about Dennis Quaid and Kelsey Grammer. This is your favorite one because Kelsey Grammer's wife, Katie, thinks climate change is exaggerated. Please don't go off. Please don't go off. All right, so we got to pay some bills. What we got, JV?
Well, guess what? If you're looking for entertainment in the DMV, the best entertainment, you need to go to DCNITELIFE.com for the best, and I do mean the best, entertainment in the DMV.
Love it. In the Community TV, thank you so much for sponsoring us. Lunch Lady Dinner, thank you so much for sponsoring us. We need you guys to advertise with Connect the City. We've got the hot shows. We've got the DMV talent. Look, we got everything,
got
right?
The hashtags, I can and can't.
And most of those were, well, they were mixed. Hashtags. Did y'all notice our grind shirts? Because the Connect the City, the real J.B. Jones, Millie in the City, we grind. We grind. Gotcha.
See that?
Look.
See that?
Oh, look, but you just got a chest on. You know, I can't. I just did this. And you were like. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. We are out of here, guys. Pretty deuces. Good night.
Yes.
And good luck.
DC Nightlife presents the 5th Annual Comedy with a Purpose Toy Driving Award Ceremony, hosted by Micheline Bowman from Meet Me Monday at the Ivy City Smokehouse, 1356 Oakey Street, Northeast Washington, D.C., Saturday, December 8th, 5 till 10 p.m. Guests are asked to bring a new unwrapped toy or blanket or make a donation. DNC wants to bring big smiles to needy children in the area with a goal to collect at least 1,000 toys, 500 blankets, and as many other cash donations as possible. Live entertainment by Quiet Storm Band, DJ Technique, comedian Sylvia Tramore Morrison, Howard G, Freddie Fuller, plus the Outstanding Community Awards Ceremony honoring those who give back. Come out for the lavish buffet at Cash Bar. Tickets only $40. Go online to eventbrite.com and type in Comedy with a Purpose in Washington, D.C. for more information. Or call 202-270-8434. Having a good time, giving good back. The 5th Annual D.C. Nightlife Comedy with a Purpose, Saturday, December 8th, 5 to 10 p.m. at the Ivy City Smokehouse. Don't miss it.
Get your tickets, guys. 2018 CWA.